We're going to go ahead and start our meeting. Welcome to the Laughlin Town Advisory Board, March 14th, 2023. Just a couple of things to go over before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 02-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administration Services. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. We will go ahead and do roll call, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, Pamela Walker is excused. Fred Doten.
Here.
Kathy Oates.
Present.
Herm Walker.
Here.
And myself, Kathleen Haas. We do have a quorum. Okay. I'd like to introduce Tammy Harris. It's 702-298-0828. Tammy.Harris@clarkcountynv.gov. She is our secretary. Our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz, at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173. You can also reach him at mark.moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. If we could please have Fred lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't do prayer anymore. Almost broke it. Okay, number two, public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public. This period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board by majority vote. Okay, I'd like to call for approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as written.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to the informational items. Number one, receiver report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair. Just a few updates. I know in the back we've got Commissioner Naft's March newsletter, so be sure to pick that up. It's got a lot of helpful information. As always, if you'd like an electric copy, let us know, and we can, or electronic copy, I mean, we can put you on the mailing list. I wanted to thank everyone. We had a really great South County Day with Commissioner Naft kind of doing a working day down here on February 23rd. It started with Coffee with a Cop, and I wanted to thank Lieutenant Rogers, Sergeant Miles, and Sergeant Andrews for helping facilitate that and get that rolling. That was a great start to our day. We then had a wonderful water safety roundtable where we had all of our outside agencies that were there to discuss the prior season and then kind of dialogue to figure out our upcoming plans and stuff, because we know the new season is upon us in the next few months. So we had some really good dialogue, a lot of interactions with other agencies, which always helped to learn who else is on the water and what they can do to benefit everybody as a whole. We had a wonderful time at the Double Shot Coffee Shop that's going to be doing their official grand opening, I believe, this Saturday. But we were able to do kind of a impromptu ribbon cutting and meet the owner, David Lewis. He's a really great asset to the community, and I encourage everyone to go there and try some of the coffee. We did a tour of the Laughlin Library with branch manager Tanya, and she did such a great job of showing some staff members and everything what the great library in this community has to offer, from having a community garden there to having books to having meeting rooms, all kinds of really great stuff that helps the community as a whole. I know libraries are close to my heart, so it's always great to go to that and visit it. I want to thank Jackie with the Chamber. We set up a kind of a luncheon with business owners in the community with the commissioner, and also our county manager, Kevin Schiller, was at all of our events as well. So it was really good for him to hear what's going on in Laughlin and to learn what's going on as well. But Jackie did a great job with her team of running a great kind of a, just a round table to discuss what's going on with businesses, recovery, upcoming issues. So that was wonderful. And then we ended here in Laughlin at 1:30, and we had the Laughlin Roads Rehabilitation Open House, which we had a wonderful turnout. This is the project that Commissioner Naft has pushed. It's going to be nearly $7 million to do about 9 miles of road in the first phase. So you can contact our office if you have questions about what roads are on it. We have some maps and stuff that we had at the meeting that were very helpful. The Laughlin Times did a great job of doing a lot of articles of our day, so we thank them for that. And then we left, and it was funny because it was one of our rainy days here, and we were going to have a cleanup and searchlight, but it actually got snowed out. So that was a unique experience, but we had a good time just talking with the residents and constituents there, and we'll be planning a cleanup when it's warmer, because we had no idea we were going to get about 2 to 3 inches of snow in about a half an hour. So it was quite the enjoyable day. So I just want to thank everybody that came to all those events. Look forward to them in the future. It's always great to meet face-to-face. As I always say, Commissioner Knapp does that as kind of like a working day, but our office is always here to answer any questions. So don't ever feel like you have to wait until we come down with those events. Tammy and myself and John also in our office, we're here 5 days a week. So we're always available to help somebody. So this office specifically is a Tuesday to Friday, but you can get a hold of people Monday if you need. So, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number two, receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers from Metro Police.
Thank
Good afternoon, everyone. As you can tell, I'm not Lieutenant Rogers. I'm Deshaun Miles, a sergeant with Metro. I will give you this week's numbers. I don't know if you guys got a copy, but if you did, the format is a little different than it's been in the past. The Laughlin is separated from Searchlight. So calls for service report for February 2023. In February, we had 274 calls. Last February, we had 290 calls, which was a 5.52 reduction. In January, we had 325 calls. Traffic citations, 213 were issued, two DUIs, domestic violence arrests, there were two adult arrests. Bookings, we had 17 adult arrests, and calls for service at Laughlin Middle School. This month there was three. Years to date, there are seven. At Bennett Elementary, there was no calls, but two for the past year. Casino Drive area, Riverside, had 32 calls in January. This month they had 25, a 9% reduction. Edgewater had 9. This time they had 11, which was a 4% increase. Harris went from 11 to 10 calls for service. Tropicana had, went from 6 to 9. January, Aquarius 17 to 8. Laughlin River Lodge 1 to 5. Pioneer 6 to 5. Golden Nugget 6 to 3. Marks Plaza 1 to 3. And the outlet mall went from 4 calls to 1. Any other questions on anything that I can address while I'm here? Okay. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to number 3. Receive a report from Clark County Fire Department.
Good afternoon. Captain Dobbs over at Station 85 over on James Bilbray. Quick update on our calls for the month as well. Engine 76 ran 50 total calls, 39 EMS, 7 fire calls, and 4 other calls. Rescue 76 ran 76 EMS calls, 2 fire calls, and 1 other. And then Engine 85 ran 71 EMS calls, 8 fire calls, and 3 other calls. For all Laughlin fire stations, that made a total of 211 calls for service. So a little update on our resources. So that's our calls for service. Our update for resources is we have 2 personal watercraft that are being put in service at Station 85, which is over on James Bilbray. All the crews are getting trained. The captains are getting trained in March, and then they'll train the rest of the crews probably the beginning of April, and those watercraft will be put into service probably late April, May, before the summer. And then the boat is being constructed, the new boat for Station 76, which is right here, should be ready by the end of this year. So probably end of fall. So that'll be a good thing. Any questions?
Yes.
If I may, so you're going to do the 2 personal watercraft at Station 85 on Bilbray.
Yes.
And then the boat here at Station 76, am I right?
For now. Don't hold me to that. That's what the talks are. They could exchange, they could switch that around if they feel like it's a better fit.
Launch at the marina for the personal watercraft? Why keeping that one there?
It would be.
And then launching, because, I mean, the Fisherman's Park access ramp, I would think, would be the most expedient to where the issues would be, because predominantly it's our casino guests that are, you know, on the water in that area as well.
Yeah, and you could deploy those personal watercraft a little faster up here, you would think.
From Fisherman's Park, but I also see the marina, but it just would be, if your area of concern, critical concern, is you know, the resort corridor,
right,
it would seem more expedient to have both sets of watercraft, if that's possible. I don't know if there's a room shortage for
them. There is. There's a keeping them and also having the personnel to be able to to man both those units. So, yeah, that would be the problem. Either it's the boat down there and the person watercraft up here or vice versa. And they're actually in the talks right now, though. It seems like the person watercraft are going down. We launch at the marina or Big Bend. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. Okay, number four, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation. I do not see him. Is this report in the back?
Yes.
Okay, you can find his report in the back. Number five, receive a report from Jason Bailey, Big Bend Water, who's also not here. And he has a report in the back. Okay, number six, receive a report from Griffin Grosso and Parks and Recreation.
How's it going, everybody? Griffin Grosso, Parks and Recreation. So for Laughlin for March, for February 2023, we had 18 programs with 1,176 participants. Our updates, Laughlin Egg Hunt will be April 8th at 10 a.m. at Mountain View Park, and it's open to ages 12 and under. Also, Laughlin Aquatic Center is still looking for lifeguards, so if you guys are interested, you can visit the Clark County website, or you can contact me or Alon at the Spirit Mountain Activity Center at 702-298-3413. You guys got any other questions?
Any questions? Thank you.
All righty, thanks.
Number seven, receive report from Sabrina Mills with the University of Nevada.
Hello, happy Pi Day, 3.14. I just want to let you guys know this is my last time reporting to you guys. I accepted a different position, so this is my last time presenting for UNR. Along that note, though, there will be two jobs to replace me. They're going to hire an adjunct faculty position and a community-based instructor, so hopefully we can spread that around to the community, and I will be able to share that, and I'll give it to Mark so that we can get it out to people. I have the Healthy Living While Aging newsletter that's attached to the thing that I gave you, board members. It's just a great resource, and if you want to get it electronically, it's available on the Extension website, and there's also copies in the back. We're still having our Ask a Master Gardener class meetings with our Master Gardeners. If anyone has gardening questions, you're welcome to attend. Those are just on the fourth Wednesday of every month. And that's still happening, and it'll continue to happen when I'm not here as well. The Master Gardeners will still be having that. If you are interested in becoming a Master Gardener, if you search UNR Extension and then Master Gardener, they have a form that you can fill out if you want to become a Master Gardener and be part of the Laughlin Community Garden. And then I also wanted to report on my class I held at the library called New Faces, New Places. I hosted a total of 5 classes. One time we had to cancel because of my supervisors told me to cancel it. And there was a total of 4 participants. On average, I had like 2 kids every time. But it was super fun, and it was able to get the homeschool community to come to events, so that was awesome. That's all I have to report on, but I am still hoping that my work that I've done here can still be like influenced, and I tried to give all the information to my supervisors so that it can UNR can still be present in the community. So thank you.
Thank you for your service and being a part of the community. We enjoyed our time together with you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll echo that as well. Thank you so much, Sabrina. It's been great working with you.
Thank you. Okay, number 8, receive a report from Jackie Wallen with Laughlin Chamber, followed by Laughlin Tourism.
I still get to work with Sabrina. She's on my Rotary team, our Rotary team. So we still get to play with her a little bit. Laughlin Chamber. The Heritage Park Trails Arizona side ribbon cutting still has not been scheduled. I suspect it will be later in the spring. They were having trouble with the public restrooms, and I don't know if that issue has been resolved yet. But as we discussed earlier, Mark, we have Double Shot Coffee Clinic. They're having a It's like a 3 or 4 hour walk-in when you want, kind of grand opening, not a ribbon cutting. And he is a very nice young man, and he's got a lot of services to provide to our community. And I really, really like the fact that he is a scratch kitchen, a tea house, coffee house, juice, everything. It's not just coffee. So if you like any of those things, I don't drink coffee, but I love the juice and the tea. It's very, very good service. It's nice and clean and very well organized. And the food that he bakes is really, really good. Try the banana bread. It's really good. The next thing we have are mixers, but we don't have any. We're still not scheduling mixers. They're more of a, I would say they're not cost prohibitive for us right now. The members on the Bullhead City side are using the Bullhead City Chamber, and we attend those when it's a dual membership, but we don't have any over here. We're leaving the resorts alone, not having any mixers there because we have so many other activities going on with the resorts. We don't want to overburden them with anything, especially with shortage of staff and just coming back out of the pandemic. The networking and education program that we have on the last Friday of every month, this month will be Mojave Armory. It'll be on the 1st from 8:30 to 9:30. It's a great way to network and learn about other businesses in our communities. Laughlin Chamber events coming up is Chef's Food Fest. Yay! Chef's Food Fest is 37 years old. It was originally created by the executive chefs in the resorts to compete against one another, like Chef or Chopped on TV. But they wanted it to benefit a nonprofit organization, and today they benefit the River Fund's unrestricted general ledger accounts, so that lots of things can be done with that money. And we always say we eat really good that night so others can eat really good. It's we seat about 550 people. We normally have about 11 chefs or teams competing against one another, and the seats are $100 per seat, or $1,000 for a table, and that money goes to River Fund. So it's a fundraiser as well as an evening out. The auction will be also be done while we're counting ballots, and you can reserve your seats or tables at our Laughlin Chamber website. Our membership went up another 5, so we're at 329. Laughlin is 30% of that number. New members this quarter, January through March, are 7, and new members from Laughlin this quarter alone is 2. The volunteers in partnership are going to be very busy with the concerts that are coming up. We're just getting crazy concerts coming in. And of course, the first thing that we want to do is remind everybody that our volunteers in partnership are ambassadors at the airport. They're the only ambassadors at the airport, and they greet and send away every passenger that comes on the flights for Harrah's and Riverside and any other junkets that come in. They are the first ones that passengers and tourists see, and they're the last ones to say goodbye. They have quite a bit of responsibility, but they do work 24/7, 365, and they have a schedule, and they all take turns working it. The Laughlin Bullhead Air Show, they'll be working that. Dirks Bentley, the Duck Derby for River Fund, the Wand Fishing Tournament, it's the second Laughlin Open, Brooks and Dunn, Lady A, Journey, Leonard Skinner, and the Chef's Food Fest. It's quite a variety of diverse events where volunteers, if they sign up, they can go and attend those for free and help out where needed. The Nevada Division of Tourism, I'm still working on the next project to get some new signs on SR 163 for the Colorado River Highway, and to also try and get some new signs that point towards Pyramid Canyon so people have an idea on what's there, like no camping, those kind of things. There's no signs that tell them those kind of things, like normal off highway public use areas are assigned, so we're still trying to work on that. We are the number one place for notary services right now. If you're a member, you get notary service for free. If you're not a member, it's only $15, and we get those all day. Nevada Division of Wildlife, we do small game and fishing still, licenses, and We also are the host to the Visitor Center, and I'll accept any questions if you have any regarding Laughlin Chamber. Yes, mm-hmm. Two reports. Yeah, you don't have to write this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Laughlin Tourism Commission, our number one project right now is our first air show. It's the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show, of course, because it's the Laughlin Bullhead International Airport, or IFP, which is International Fun Place. That's our call sign for our airport. It's a dual job for me because I sit on the Mojave County Airport Authority's Board of Directors, and I'm also the Executive Director for the LTC. It's a partnership between Laughlin Tourism Commission, the City of Bullhead City, and the airport, and we've been able to raise quite a bit of money between sponsorship and tourism dollars. I think we're up to about $365,000 in monies to be spent for safety, parking and transportation, the acts, the announcers, and getting all the catering and stuff in for the VIPs. The VIP tent is open to resort guests and dignitaries from both states, so you guys are invited to be in that VIP tent, and it's a catered meal with a bar and a viewing area along the flight line. So you guys have a permanent seat there. You just need to let me know if you're coming so we can get you a package with an armband and those kind of things. I think Mark said that he was going to come, and if you are coming, you get special parking in the rental area at the airport. I need to remind everyone that there is no parking at the airport unless you're told you can park there. All participants will have to park at a remote lot and be shuttled up there. It's free shuttle, free entry to the event. Remember, this is a destination marketing project, not a revenue generating project. This is to bring attention to our destination. The primary reason is to show them what is here between Vegas and Lake Havasu. Vegas has resorts, Havasu has water, and we have both. So we're trying to share those kind of amenities with everyone, and we did order water to be at 4 units so that any pictures taken would not show the low water levels. We've tried to hit every angle of this, videography and photography, so we can use it in future marketing efforts and show off our community from the air. We have some amazing acts coming. I know that our Rotary team is going to help with parking at one of the lots. There are 5 lots total. 4 lots are the initial, and then there's a flow over lot at Community Park, and we may need that. This last 30 days, we had 144,438 likes and impressions on the Facebook page for the air show and the website. I just happened to call Sean Hammond and ask him, how good is that? And he said, whoa, that's rocket ship stuff. We don't get those kind of impressions or interactions from normal social media. And this is probably the biggest we've seen in this area for any event in the tri-state. And so now we're getting a little scared too many people are coming. So we are expecting around 10,000. And we are expecting it to be very, very organized with the no parking at the parking at the airport. There will be 4 lots all the way along Highway 95, and you just go to the lot. 2 are specified with ADA lots on the side, and paratransit will pick up any of our disabled people and take them right to the front door at the airport. So there's not a whole lot of walking, and you don't have to find a parking place up there, which is none. And we have Bullhead City, Bullhead Fire, Fort Mojave Fire. I've just instructed Metro and County Fire that a meeting is required to talk about the intergovernmental agreement should something occur and that we need their help. But I think we've got all the bases covered. The maps and routes are all done. And if anybody needs any information about it, you can go to LaughlinBullheadAirshow.com or go to the Facebook page or just give me a call and I'll point you in the right direction. I want to say a big thank you primarily to Southern Nevada Transit Coalition and Mike Jackson and his team. When I asked him to do parking and transportation, he wrapped his arms around it. And he did the complete route for every colored bus and every parking lot. And he got 26 buses from the Kingman School District and 26 buses from Bullhead and a few from Fort Mojave to come down here and bus our spectators. So we're giving them special gifts, the bus drivers, and making sure that they have a box lunch courtesy of the American Legion Post 60. They're making a box lunch for them, and we're going to make sure that it gets delivered to them so we show our appreciation for those people doing that work all day on a Saturday. But they do get to see the air show, so that's kind of fun too. The air show is an amazing feat for us because we don't have a lot of people who have experience in air shows. The last one we had here was in 2013, and it was a 5% of what we are planning for April 1st. So you can imagine this is going to be amazing. There's going to be interactive stops for everyone, including children. There's a program that's coming in that says get high, but for the right reasons. It's get high in the sky, and remember not to get high. Don't put your body through drug abuse and not be able to participate in aviation history and be a pilot. It's an interactive stop where the kids get to paint the plane with their hands and do all kinds of fun stuff like that. So it's going to be a great family day. No ice chests are allowed, but you are allowed to bring your chair or a little umbrella if you need one and sit along the flight line and watch the show. Lots of vendor food and beverage and interactive stops. And I think if I'm not mistaken, the last I heard, some of the aircraft are taking reservations for flights, right along flights on Sunday. They won't be free because it's military and people who need to keep up the maintenance on those aircraft. But if you ever had a dream of going up in a Huey or something, this is the time to do it. And you can sign up on the day of the event. I know that was a long part of LTC, but it's just 2 weeks, and I want to make sure everybody understands. There are rules about what you can bring on and what you can't bring on the FAA airport, and those will be posted at the parking lots and at the front doors where you go into the air show. The Wand Fishing Tournament is the second Laughlin Open, and it happens to be the same week as River Run. So the fishermen will fish on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Bullhead River Run will be, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Brooks and Dunn will be Saturday, and that's sold out. So we're going to be really, really busy that last weekend of April. So be careful on the roads. Make sure that if you're participating or volunteering at any of those events, that you listen to Metro's instructions and watch all traffic signs. Townwide concerts that are sponsored by LTC, there are many more than this, but right now I can tell you that the Brooks and Dunn concert was sponsored by the Laughlin Tourism Commission for the production portion. We do have Rockets Over the River coming. It will be on July 4th only. That's a Tuesday. We are not going to have two shows. Fireworks went up way, way, like 32% of the normal price because of the production overseas, the lack of supplies, and being able to get them shipped overseas. The destination marketing, rural marketing grant that we got this time from Nevada Commission on Tourism gave us $42,000 or $41,000 to go towards the air show. So that was our ask this year for tourism. The membership stays the same. The only ones that are missing are the Laughlin River Lodge and the AVI. Laughlin River Lodge has made inquiry as to come back as members of the Chamber and LTC, so we're very encouraged that they want to participate in some of our upcoming events. This last year, we concentrated LTC on anglers and aviation, and we accomplished both. So I hope that you guys do get to see the air show. It's going to be crazy. This valley, there's no place bad to watch an air show. But if you want to get included in the festival and be able to tour some large planes and helicopters and stuff like that, you really need to be on site to do that and get and enjoy the event day. So that's all I have. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Any questions? Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to number 10. Receive a report from Tanya Brown with the Laughlin Library. I do not see her here. Number 11, Laughlin High School.
Not here. Number 12, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings or county and community meetings of events?
None at this time.
Great. Okay, we have no planning or zoning for today. And we have no general business to cover, which leads us to general public comments. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. Do we have any public comments?
Jackie Wallen, I am here to represent the Laughlin, well, I guess you could do Rotary, but really it's River Fund. I sit on that board of directors also. And on April 15th, we're dropping 5,000 rubber ducks into the river, and they will fight their way to Community Park, and we will pay the first three ducks, $2,000, $1,000, and $500, and then pay down to the 25th place in concert tickets for some of our major concerts and some other away stays. And then the last waddling duck will win $250. This is going to, they are going to land at Community Park at the same time that the food truck frenzy event is going on in Community Park. It's one of the biggest food truck events we've had, and everybody gets to show their skills, and you get to eat whatever you want. So in taking family out to dinner, they have a very limited choice. Here they can pick whatever they want. There's going to be some activities there for so it's great if you can participate, but you can adopt ducks. One duck is $10. A six quack, you get five ducks and you get one free. A quacker's dozen, you pay for 10 and get 13. And a dam flock is, I know it's stupid, huh? It's 100, you get 25 free. So just give us a call and let us know if you want some ducks and we'll make sure that you get them. But it all benefits the River Fund again.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just have a question. So I'm just putting these things in my calendar as you're here, it's easier. So what time is the drop and what time is it at the park?
We're dropping the ducks in the water at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they'll arrive at the community park sometime between 11 and 12. 10 o'clock, the park is open for food, so people can come and eat before or after, and there'll be plenty of information there about River Fund and all the other activities.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything in writing?
For the ducks? Yes, I can.
She has everything.
I have everything. I'll get you information about the ducks. No. It's a River Fund event, so I didn't put it back there. It's not governmental or reporting. This is the part where we get to talk about our nonprofits, and that's what I'm doing for River Fund. So get your ducks in a row, please.
Thank you. Any other general public comments? Do we have any comments from the board? I was asked to remind everyone that the memorial service or celebration of life for Roger Reimer will be April 2nd at 2 p.m. and it will be held at the high school due to the number of attendants. If you have any other further questions, you can call the American Legion and speak with Pam Walker or Novelt Mack. Okay, next item. Our next meeting will be April 11th at 2023. I can have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.